up and a big shout of praise. The Bible said, let the people praise thee, O God. Psalm 67, verse 3. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Let the people praise thee, O God. Then shall they, or let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon the earth. Selah, let the people praise thee, O God. Why are you in a hurry at the media? Verse 5. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield high increase. And God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us. And all the ends of the earth shall fear him. He said, let the people praise me. Then I will force the earth to surrender what it carries. In Nigeria, at times at this checking point, the police may ask, Oga, what do you carry? And then they come to open the boot to confirm what is there. God said, when you praise him, you will ask the earth, what do you carry? That is belonging to this my daughter. That is belonging to this my son. That is belonging to this my servant. This December, this 12th month of the year, I prophesy, as our praises go up, the things belonging to us in the earth shall come forth. Every system, every man, every woman, holding what is yours, in this December, they shall surrender. They shall surrender. They shall surrender. Oh, we are in Shiloh, both receiving and also by the grace of God releasing. And I prophesy the overall package of that conference. I declare your own release. When men say they are cast down, you will be saying there is a lifting up. When men say they are cast down, you will be saying there is a lifting up. And so shall it be. Give the Lord a big clap of hands as you take your seat. Hallelujah. You are excited again. Say it loud, amen. We are in the part 2 this morning of the subject, Foundations for Effective Praise. This is part 2. The Bible made it clear that God formed man for himself. These people have I formed for myself. Psalm Isaiah 43:21. They shall show forth my praise. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. We are called to praise. We have a calling of praise. Whatever calling else you have in life, there is a basic call to praise God. Somebody give the Lord a shout of praise. But for many people, praise is a struggle. Struggle. Serious struggle. Because basically they do not know the factors that can assist and enhance their praise, or they do not know why they should praise. this morning want to examine 10 factors that enhances our praise. 10 things you must do or be in order to praise well. I dealt with 5 in the first service. I won't go into them in detail, but for the sake of mentioning, number 1, we said, be grateful. Be thankful. If you are going to be praiseful, be grateful. Be thankful. Grateful people are praiseful people. Number 2, we said, avoid comparison. Don't compare yourself with anybody. You are in a class alone by yourself with your teacher who is God, who determines your rate of rise per time. Be grateful. Avoid comparison. Number 3, possess humility. It is humble people that are grateful people. Proud people can't say thank you. Possess humility. Number 4, be word filled. The word of God is a trigger, is a tonic for praise. Be word filled. And then number 5, be born again. The kingdom of God is joy. Once you are out of the kingdom, you don't really know joy. You may know some happiness occasionally, but you don't know what is called joy. We looked at those 5 in detail in the first service. And if you are going to examine them, they will be a blessing to you. Now number 6, which is number 1 for this service. Be not forgetful. Be not forgetful. Psalm 103 verse 1 to 5. It said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Forgetfulness is a major attack on praisefulness. And whenever the enemy wants to attack your praise, he makes you forgetful. And from my personal experience, forgetfulness is a major plague of mankind. I have done things for people before who either forgot or deliberately refused to remember. I assisted you with some money to start business. Really? When? Did you hear that? I assisted you with some money to start business. When? Remember the other one we were talking with the other day? When you were in school, we're assisting you, you say, oh, I'm not sure. It's a major, major plague. Please sit down. Young man got scholarship to go to the UK to study petroleum engineering or something like that. And because of the kind of family he is from our side somewhere, we decided to assist him. All the way to the UK, I think, an undergraduate, probably master's, I can't remember now. Assisted. That was the first time. Airfare, everything. When he graduated, I was not aware. He got a job in Abuja working in the bank. I'm not aware. Do you know when I got to be aware? He has lost the job. He has impregnated somebody. He's roaming about. That was when I got to hear that the person I sent to school has finished school and is working, and I'm not aware. That is his thank you. People there. And at times to help people tough. Oh. If you mind what some people do, you won't want to help anybody. One guy many years ago was young man coming up in ministry, stranded, confused, looking for direction, not married, just stranded like that. He came to Abuja here, stayed with us, right? Gave him a place to stay. Took care of him, did everything. He disappeared from Nigeria, I was not aware. Went somewhere, got married somewhere. The next place I saw him was in Canaan land. He came for a program. I looked at him, I was about to greet him, he was looking at me like, have we met before? He was with his wife that he married, and I was with my wife that I married since. He was looking at me like, do we really know from anywhere? What? Interesting. He has changed now. He has changed back now. He has returned. He has changed now. I told him, I said, you remember when we met the first time? You are looking at me like, have we met before? Human beings. People have told me their own stories. Somebody you quartered in your house sees you on the road, is finding it hard to greet you. The challenge is that we take it to God. That behavior goes straight to God. What has God ever done for me since I was born? Really? You are the one responsible for your heartbeat? You are the one keeping yourself alive? You woke yourself up this morning? I slept, I awaked because I was wise. That is why once in a while, just slow down your life. Ask yourself, where am I coming from? Where am I now? Where am I going? The end of the year, is we do what we call inventories, spiritual stock taking. Just to assess your life. You just look around you. You look around your life. You look around your destiny. You look around the number of times. Now, one day I counted the number of times I could have died that God didn't allow it. I was shocked at the number. I was shocked. That is, including times of face-to-face with God. I think that must be 2 or 3 times. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Two. The other one, the gun didn't meet us. Flat tire, and then we took off, and then gunmen arrived there. It can never be. I mean, we have seen people hold gun that can't shoot it. You are standing face to face. And they are begging you. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? So you begin to count. Ordinary malaria has killed many people. Now, just Google the number of malaria deaths per year. Just check it today. And they may tell you maybe 50 million last year that had malaria and died. How many times you had the malaria and you came out? What's wrong with you? It's just malaria. That just malaria killed person. Typhoid perforation killed people. Don't be forgetful. I believe it was in Hebrews chapter 6 verse 10 where he said that God is not unrighteous. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love. So forgetfulness is unrighteousness. When good things have happened for you, God has done it for you or done it for your family, and you just deliberately decided to forget, it's unrighteousness. Be not forgetful. Just look back. Please take your seat. What has God done for you? What has He brought you through? Every time I'm face to face with my age mate that I grew up with or classmate or something, and they are asking for any form of assistance, I do it in a hurry as a mark of appreciation to my Father in heaven. Because I am not in that position. Only God was the reason why. Otherwise, I could have been there. Be not forgetful. Secondly, avoid the entitlement mentality. The entitlement mentality. There are people who feel very entitled. In 1 Chronicles chapter 29 verse 14 to 15. 1 Chronicles 29, 14 to 15. And he said, but who am I? And what is my people? That we should be able to offer so willingly after this sort. For all things come of you. And of thine own have we given thee. There is nothing I have that is mine. And there is nothing I have that I deserve. For we are strangers before you and sojourners as were all our fathers. Our days on earth are as a shadow and there is none abiding. There is nothing I have that I deserve. Again, we have this entitlement mentality in every realm of our lives. If you say it is your right for your father to pay your school fees or your mother because he is your father. Go and ask all the children whose fathers are drunkards. Who is paying their school fees? If you think it is your right. Because people collect school fees and can't say thank you. I've collected it. Is it not my father? What is his business other than to pay my school fees? Who says so? How is it a right? My father taught me very many rugged lessons. Brutal lessons. 200 level medical school. I brought him a long list of medical books. Harper's Biochemistry. Cunningham's Manuals of Anatomy. Gray's Anatomy. Guyton's Physiology. Gannon's Physiology. Stethoscope. Patella Hammer. Every single thing that they say people should, even the one that you can maybe see in the library, I wrote all the list. I took the list to him. He looked at the list, he saw the amount. He said, you mean everybody in your class can buy all these things? I could not answer. He said, everybody in your class have father that is alive. they have someone like somebody to go and give him this list. Unfortunate for me, my classmate from my village is an orphan in the same class. That question was direct. Is there anybody in your class who will not have a father that you know? And I knew one on the spot from the same village with me. I said, yes, sir, I know one. He shook his head and said, take. That is, go and think. I cannot recover from that. I can't recover from that. So, because that guy has nobody to take any list to. I said, thank you, sir. I'm grateful, sir. I'm grateful, sir. There is nothing that you get, whether from God or man, that is right. Maybe you say you are working, and so it is your right to get your salary. Probably you can think in that sense, but once it comes to something that you didn't work for, you didn't struggle for, that comes to you, so if you think it's your right for your father to give you school fees, what about those who don't have father? If you think it is your right for your husband to give you money, what of your age mates that are not married? Anything you think the other side, then you will be delivered from that entitlement mentality. God does not owe us anything, but we owe everything to Him, including our breath, including our energy, including our heartbeat. So the life that He has given us, we are appreciative of it. The health He has given us, we are appreciative of it. Anything He has done, no matter how little, we are appreciative of it. If you can be delivered from that entitlement mentality. My wife thanks me for every brass farthing. Thank you for children's school fees. Thank you for this. Thank you for that. I also appreciate her for everything. Say, your wife cooked food for you. You can't say thank you. Why? Because you brought the money for the cooking. Why don't you cook it yourself? Do you understand what I'm talking about? Men are not appreciating their wives because they feel entitled. Wives are not appreciating their husbands because they feel entitled. And everything is going upside down. Yesterday my wife came and said, Do you have any little tum-tum where you in your room or something here? I said, I don't have here, but I have in the office. He said, okay, don't bother. I was just looking for something. It looks like I ate something and I need to. I said, really? Okay, I'll get it for you. He said, oh, no, don't bother. I went all the way and got it from the office. Because of previous thank yous. I gave her two pieces. Later on, she brought a packet of it and said, this is the harvest of the one you gave me. So there is so much tension in life. A sense of I am entitled. Let's not take it to God. Lord, who am I? I am not here because of my fasting and prayer. There are those who fasted more. One young man told me, he said he fasted for 40 days, no food, only water. at the end of the fast, no solution.
And the only thing he saw was he would know the problem of the people, but no answer. Just remain the same. It's not your beauty that gave you husband, though. There are people more beautiful. So appreciate that husband. Appreciate God. It's not your brain that gave you that job. There are people more brainy than you without work.
I believe that was what he meant by saying, it's not of him that will it. Was that Romans chapter 9 verse 16? But God has showed mercy. It's not of him that will it. It's not of him that run it. It's not a question of human skill or expertise. It's not sabiness of book. That is the reason why you are where you are. I see God changing somebody's story here. Avoid that entitlement mentality. The Bible said, in him we live and move. Acts 17:28. In him we have our being. We live in him. We move in him. We have our being in him. Everything about us is him. And I can tell you, like I said in the first service, the more thankful you are, the more reason you will have to be thankful. That one is compulsory. If you can thank God as frequently as necessary, avoid the temptation of murmuring and grumbling. Avoid it. Avoid the temptation of murmuring and grumbling. Avoid it. Avoid the entitlement mentality. Number three, possess goodness or kindness of character. Possess goodness, that is kindness of character. Psalm 92 verse 1 to 2 said, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. It's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. It's a good thing to give thanks. Psalm 52 verse 9. Psalm 52 verse 9 again repeats, I will praise thee forever because thou hast done it. I will wait on thy name, for it is good before thy saints. It is good, 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 good. Psalm 54 verse 6b. I will freely sacrifice unto thee. I will praise thy name, O Lord, for it is good. It is good. It is good. Psalm 147 and in verse 1. Psalm 147 verse 1. Praise ye the Lord, for it is good. When we grew up, we were told that it is good character to say thank you, to say please, to say I'm sorry, these things. But especially thank you. Somebody opens the door for you, say thank you. Even somebody stops for you to pass, don't say it's my right, at least wave. I used to tell our drivers, somebody just did you a driving favor, you can beep the horn or something for him or wave, or just do something to say I acknowledge that you did something. Because these behaviors enter into every realm of our life and then we take it before God. The traffic light is still green, but the man stopped for the young lady to pass. And she's passing like she has wings. That is it. Are you not supposed to do it for me? Am I not a woman? Those type will find it very hard to have a functional home. Full of themselves, empty of anything. So one, I heard a story. I told you before that one officer was going to the bank and he saw a lady coming and he opened the door for the lady to pass first before he goes in. And then the lady just passed like, am I not a lady? And just passed.
The man went and held her by the cloth. Come back. You know, soldiers. Say thank you. He said thank you by force. Say you can now go.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
That's how we take it to God. Good is good. In the village, you finish eating food. You say, Mama, thank you. How many of you are told to do that? Daddy, thank you. Go and thank your father for your school fees. It is goodness. It is kindness. When you don't give people the honor that is their due, it is wickedness. When you don't give people the honor that is due to them, the appreciation that is due to them, that is from a wicked heart. It's not just arrogance. That is who are you for me to tell you thank you? It is goodness of character. It is kindness, it is generosity of mentality. To be profusely appreciative of God. Even for the smallest things. The things that you will cost more. You know, I told you one day, I woke up later than I wanted to wake up. And I was fuming. I've woken up so late. I don't even have enough time to pray as I should. And so on. I think I must have overworked myself. I can't remember the details. But I just woke up so late. And while I was fuming, the Holy Spirit told me, what are you angry about? He said, I woke up very late. He said, really? Your problem is that you didn't wake up on time. There are many this morning who didn't wake up at all. Wow. My eyes opened. Wow. And I said, thank you, Lord. I'm grateful. You see, only when you go to heaven, you will realize that there were some dreams you were dreaming in the night that you were not meant to come out of. You will never dream such a dream. That there were certain encounters. See, some people saw themselves, they were fighting in a dream. Boo, boo, boo. Somebody threw a stone or threw an arrow, bullet, shot the heart or something. That dream, where they fell in that dream, they didn't wake up on earth. They took off from there into eternity. Say your own was that you didn't wake up on time. There are those who didn't wake up at all. And the worst thing that can happen to you is to go to eternity before you are ready to go. Is to go before you are really ready to go. You know what I mean? To be really ready to go. Huh? Where you are sure that everything between you and God is in order. Right? Where you are sure that the prince of this world cometh and has nothing against you. When you are sure that you have done your life's assignment. When you are sure that if there was anything wrong between you and God, you have made the amends. Nobody will be cut short before time. Nobody will be hurried into eternity against your will. You believe that? Shout the loudest, amen. Lift your hands and shout the loudest, amen. Shout the loudest, amen. Possess that goodness of character. You see, when you repeat actions, it becomes habit. The thing to do is to repeat correct actions. Just repeat them. Lord, there's something I used to call the gratitude list. The list of at least 7 things daily that you are thankful to God for. Just as much as life, breath, being born again. Right? And any other thing, just like that. Lord, I'm grateful for this, 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 for this. I had a little diary that I wrote on for it. And it's a good practice to activate. So that you don't take things for granted. And your life does not end grounded. Somebody say it loud, amen. Number four, three was possess goodness or kindness of character. Number four, be faith-filled, faith-filled. To be filled with faith is to be filled with praise. That life of faith is a life of praise. When you believe God, you know that where you are is not where you are going to end. When you believe God, you believe that there is a better outcome for your life than what it is. It will trigger praise. Psalm 106 verse 12 said, they believed his word, they sang his praise. Faith will trigger praise. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 20 concerning Abraham, the Bible said, Romans 4:20, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Romans 4:20. Strong faith gives glory to God, even in the midst of adversity. And then 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 8, where he said, whom having not seen, you love. Though now you see him not, yet believing, you rejoice. Believing, you rejoice. With joy unspeakable and full of glory. When you believe, it is compulsory to rejoice. Somebody say amen. So if you want to keep your praise alive, keep your faith alive. If you want to keep your praise alive, keep your faith alive. And if you want to keep your faith alive, keep your intake of the word alive. Word leads to faith. Faith leads to praise. Again, the fullness of the word will lead to the fullness of praise. And will lead to the fullness of faith. And the fullness of faith leads to the fullness of praise. Faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Somebody say amen. Just charge up yourself. Charge up your system with the word of God. It will keep your faith alive. And your faith will keep your praise alive. Whenever you can no longer praise God, one of these causes of that is because you have started doubting him. Just take it from me. You are unable to praise God as freely as you would. There is something you are not happy about with between you and God. There is a doubt somewhere. There is some belief somewhere. There is an anger against God somewhere. There is an annoyance with God somewhere. That is suffocating your praise. But if your relationship with God is buoyant and you are convinced that God will not fail you, it will cause your praise to flow. I dance all the time. At times there are music playing that I have to caution myself. Are you sure of this music? Be sure that it's Christian music first before you shift your shoulder. Before you Because at times when the music starts playing, my shoulder does not receive permission from me. My body, it doesn't consult me. Alright? And I have to, because I believe God. For myself, for you. That where you are now is not where you will end. That even though your beginning was small, your latter end shall be greatly enlarged. If there is somebody here who believes God and you believe that God is changing your story, now shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest amen. Lift your right hand and say, I believe God. Say it loudest, I believe God.
Say it loudest. I believe God.
Give the Lord the praise. Take your seat. The absence of praise could be caused by one thing, by the absence of faith or the abundance of doubt. Number 5, which is number 10 overall, avoid sin. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a limitation. Proverbs chapter 14 and in verse 34, sin is a limitation. It's a limitation. Sin is a joy destroyer because sin is a confidence destroyer. It's a confidence destroyer. Confidence in God is destroyed by iniquity. Proverbs 28 verse 1. He said the wicked flee when no man pursues. That is, the wicked is a coward. He can stand before nothing. But the righteous are bold as a lion. Sin destroys confidence. It destroys audacity. Iniquity destroys audacity. In Psalm 51 verse 9 to verse 12, you look at the cry of David. He said, create in me. Alright, hide thy face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of salvation. After David sinned, he lost joy and he was crying for that joy to return. Please listen to this as I round off on this. Praise flow effortlessly in the beauty of holiness. Effortlessly. Psalm 29 verse 2. It says, give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Psalm 96 verse 9. Almost the same thing. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The beauty of holiness causes the flow of praise. Your praise flows. Your worship flows in the beauty of uprightness, not the ugliness of iniquity. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody who is willing to praise the Lord, shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest amen. Shout amen at the top of your voice. Did you receive anything this morning? 5 things I have said majorly in this service. Number 1, be not forgetful. Number 2, avoid the entitlement mentality. Number 3, possess goodness or kindness of character. Number 4, be faith-filled. And number 5, avoid sin. In conclusion, take 2 actions. Number 1, pray for the help of God. Is the same thing like the first service. To walk. Make demands on the help of God to walk in these factors that facilitate praise. Father, help me not to be forgetful. Father, help me not to maintain an entitlement mentality. Father, help me to possess goodness of character. Let me be a good person. Father, help me to be faith-filled. Father, help me to avoid sin, to avoid lying, to avoid cheating, to avoid pornography, to avoid guilt. And number 2, step into the practical action of praise. Somebody lift your hands and give the Lord the praise. Somebody who is blessed, lift your hands and give the Lord the praise. That praise is too timid. Can you wave your hands and give the Lord the praise? Is there anything that have breath here? Anyone who has breath here, stand on your feet with a louder shout of praise. The loudest shout of praise. The loudest shout of praise. The loudest shout of praise. Who is blessed here? How many of us in the course of this teaching we have learned not just behavior towards God but behavior towards people? I'm seeing a wife that will be more appreciative, a husband that will be more appreciative and have more value for wife, children appreciating parents, and parents appreciating. The other day my children did a very serious task for me. A task that I couldn't have done by myself. A task that required the internet and require all these things. And some of us are not too close to that realm. Number one, by virtue of assignment and business of duty. And then for several other reasons. But this guy is one of the... My phone, I don't know, I cannot access my... Whatever. All right. Done. My album one is here, album two is there, album three is there. I don't know. They are just here. Together. Wow. Really? I want to appreciate you people for what you have done. And this is my little appreciation for you. Cash! Yes! It's appreciation that is minus. That is not school fees. That is not pocket money. That is appreciation for work done. I cannot say I'm your father. You are meant to do things for me. No! How many fathers have children that can do that? Eh? You see, there are people, we take a lot of things for granted. So some people see rebellious children and they are wondering. No value, no appreciation. All the children are getting is insult the hell out of them. When they do wrong, insult. When they do right, father, keep quiet. If you are generous with condemnation, you must be over generous with commendation. If you have generosity of condemnation, have generosity, and people turn out according to your expectation. So if you expect them to misbehave all the time, they will not disappoint you. They will function according to how you expect that they should misbehave all the time. Get ready for the misbehavior. We are learning, right? That's the aim of church. Very, very important. Thank you for this and thank you for that. And so I believe that we have learned a few things even in our relationship with people. And I believe it will go a long way. Now, let's take it to a higher level with God. Profusely appreciating. There are things that God has done for me that mouth couldn't thank enough. I have to drop seed. I am grateful. 1, 2, 3. Or how many? Plenty zeros behind. Lord, I can't say thank you with mouth. Even this cannot thank you enough, but let me just drop it. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Somebody say louder amen. Lift your hands and thank the Lord for what you received just now. Appreciate Him for what you received just now. Honor Him for what you received just now. Worship Him, adore Him. Honor Him for what you received just now. Adore Him for what you received just now. Magnify Him. Magnify Him. Worship Him. Etasada. Yes, Lord. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. Worship to your name. Glory to your name. Worship to your name. Glory to your name. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. How many of us are trusting God to step into a new beginning? I have the mantle to prophesy. I saw somebody now that looks like the pilot that flew us yesterday. I'm not sure. Better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. This last part of this year for you shall be for you the best part of the year. Can I hear that amen louder? All the things you trusted God to do for you from January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, that seemed like they delayed, get set. In 1 month, they will come together. That amen can be better. It's not even in 1 month. Today is 10th, right? 21 days, 3 weeks. They will come together. They will be pulled together. They will happen together. Give the Lord 8 minutes of a new beginning praise. 8 minutes of a new beginning praise. 8 minutes of a new beginning praise. 8 minutes. Are you going to do that? If the space, now I know that the weather is a bit warm. But don't let that distract you. There are some in hell now who wish they have opportunity to praise. And if you don't like heat, don't go to hell. If you don't like heat, don't go to hell. If you don't like smell, don't go to hell. And if you don't like blackness, darkness that can be caught. You see, the mystery, how there can be fire and it is still dark. It's a mystery. Don't go to hell. Somebody say amen. So if somebody near you appear too civilized, change your seat position and just go on ahead and give the Lord very brutal praise. And I have good news for you already. The acoustic work, you can see it going on all the way. And also the air conditioned ducting, further ducting is also being worked upon. And in a short while, the place will be as beautiful and dignified in terms of temperature. Maybe a time will come when you will ask us to turn down the AC a bit. That is getting too chill. Maybe the time will come. Right? So all that work is going on. So he that rejoice in hope. You are not rejoicing for where you are now, but in hope that something great is about to happen for you. Can you give him a shout of praise? Are you ready for 8 minutes of celebration? Walk to 7 people, shake their hands and tell them, I want to celebrate. I want to praise God. Go ahead and celebrate the King. Go on. Let's go. I'd like you to hear me. While this praise is on, if there is a chain on your leg, it shall be broken. If there is a chain on your hand, it shall be broken. If there is a sickness in your body, it shall be flushed out. Everything that is not working well shall begin to work well. And if you have a testimony that has not yet been taken, someone will receive the testimony. Let's go, let's go. Thank you. ashamed and celebrating. He is looking up because that roof is their company's hard work. The roofing company from America, with factory based in Mexico, it came all the way to look at the roof again, to supervise, and to be sure that it is doing well and it's not leaking and all of that. And it's just dancing, and you know how you feel when you see your handwork? How this thing that they did is serving people, and people are coming here from all over the world. Tony, tell your boss that last year almost 100 countries came here to see this place. And last week we had 54 countries that came here for our conference. Last month alone, over 60 nations, Australia, from everywhere, and happy. So go ahead and continue your dancing. Go ahead and continue. prophesy. Go ahead and pray in the spirit. Begin to pray in the spirit because God is beginning to drop for you. Be upstanding everywhere you are, except you are in a worship position. Meet your hands and begin to receive what God has in store for you today. Two hands everywhere you are. Masha Kokobayala. There is something God has in store for you this afternoon after this praise. You will place your hand on yourself and receive it at the top of your voice when I say the name of Jesus 1, 2, 3, and you scream receive. I declare the yokes broken. I declare the chains broken. I decree embargoes lifted. I decree the agenda of the pit of hell canceled. I decree a new season, a new day for you. Lift your hands high and receive an impartation. Lift your hands high. Father, let the fire flow. Let the fire flow. Let the fire flow. Let the releases be done. Let what belong to the people to believe. Lift your hands high in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. 1, 2, and 3. I receive. 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 I take authority over every satanic embargo placed on your life. I declare these embargoes are lifted right now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, I curse the demon of cancer, uterine cancer, ovarian cancer. I take authority over cancer in that mouth. Dry up and die to your roots. In the name of Jesus, migraine headache, you are arrested. Hypertension, die. I command stroke to be healed. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I take authority over the spirit of premature death. Your yoke is broken. Your tenure expired. I arrest that affliction on the right leg. That knee is healed. That burning sensation on the calf is healed. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Master. In this December, you are not permitted to cry. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' name. Give the Lord a praise. Take your seat. Everyone who has a healing, a visitation, or an encounter in the course of that, step forward on the left hand side here. Let's hear from you. Yes, go ahead. You got a healing, you got a deliverance, you got an encounter, a visitation on my left hand side here. Interview them quickly for me. Yes, what happened here?
Brother Mike Wake, somebody had owed him in 6 zeros and had refused to pay. At the point, he declined his cause, and even when he picks, he talked to him sarcastically. And he almost gave up until one of the commanding the day prayer section.
No exit movement for now. Until we are praying in the next 3 minutes, yes.
Until he commanded the prayer session. He put it before the God of this great commission to intervene. And through to type, the following day, the man came under pressure and paid back everything he had owed.
Wow.
He has come to say, Father, thank you.
Congratulations. This way with you. More results in Jesus' name. Yes, tell me what happened.
Sister Biam Joyce also suffered from urinary incontinence for 8 solid months. Until the Kingdom Power and Glory World Conference. In one of the sessions, she came under power. And by the time she got up, she forgot she had ever had it until today.
Wow, lift your hands. When somebody testifies, you remember your own. Lift your hands. Father, thank you for complete healing. It will never return back. Jesus' name, be free.
Yes. Sister Mary Audu also suffered from chronic ulcer for a reasonable period of time now, and if she couldn't eat in the morning, she cannot do anything. But here, in one of the two Sundays ago, as God's servant was in full throttle, he came under power, and before he knew it, today he says she can eat and stand without eating.
Give the Lord a praise. Father, thank you because she's free permanently in Jesus' name. Everyone here with any satanic symptom in your body, it is arrested and returned to hell. Yes.
Sister Obunde Shalom. She stepped on charm 3 months ago.
Look, another line. Hold on. Another line. Yeah. Go ahead.
Sister Shalom stepped on charm 3 months ago, which occasioned pains and moving objects in her body, especially the right leg, that defied every normal movement. Until one of the commanded the day's prayer session, she called on the God of this great commission to intervene. And truly God intervened. And God's servant was praying, he said she fell under power. And before she knew it, something jumped out of her. And since then, the pain, the moving object has stopped.
Lift your hands. In the name of Jesus, somebody say every satanic planting around my life, you are retrieved and refired back to hell in Jesus' precious name. Retrieved and refired back to hell.
This is an amazing testimony, sir. Sister Helita Ogbona says she has been a proud follower online of Dunamis activities, and today is her first time here. Wow. Hallelujah. Some few months ago, she was involved in a motorbike accident. 2017, she was involved in a motorbike accident that threw her overboard, and she was declared dead, confirmed dead, and taken to the mortuary. While she was in the mortuary, saw herself in a dream in the other world, and suddenly God's servant appeared and saw some angels in front of him and commanded them to push her back, and she returned to her body. And when she woke up, she said her eyes were swollen. I said, okay, I must come to Dunamis today to confess of this deliverance. After 19 hours at the mortuary.
Incredible.
Went to the hospital. They said it was stage 4. That year, my April 22 of my birthday, I had a voice which said, what do you want as a birthday gift? That voice called me my native name, Chibataram, meaning God come to my rescue. I said, God, why me? Why did you bring me back to life if I will be passing through all these disappointments and failure and rejection? And the voice said, what do you want? I said, I wish these pains could go. Immediately, the breast turned into two and the pulse came out. And I called my neighbor. They brought salvage. There was nothing to hold. They said, go to the hospital. I said, no, I already booked an operation on National Hospital the next Monday while my birthday was on Saturday. And the Sunday morning, I went bathing. Suddenly I noticed there was no hole. The pores closed. Everything closed. And I'm like, God, why me? What did you see in me? He said, I have a purpose for you. And years later, I got kidnapped.
It's okay. It's all right. The devil has been after your life. But arrive here today, that's the end. So where did the bike accident happen?
Karimo, Life Camp.
Which hospital were you?
MM Clinic. That was where they confirmed me dead.
Where were you placed in the mortuary?
That's Karimo Mortuary.
All right, so I want you to bring the evidences of all of this.
It's on my Facebook page. They always remind me.
It's on your Facebook page.
Facebook always remind me every year. Then I discover how ungrateful I've been with God, not testifying.
Not testifying.
Yes.
And so, because number one, for such a thing to happen, it's a very drastic thing. And if it's a drastic thing, you must have evidences. Then number two, to not to give room to a lot of doubt, because we live in a world today where somebody says, is it possible for such a thing to happen?
I saw that guy's testimony last week, and I'm like, if God did this, and so many people will be doubting, and me that woke up 19 hours later after being bound, who am I not to testify?
Good. You saw that guy's testimony last Sunday, and then you say, oh, well, if people are doubting, what of me that God did not? So I want you are going to return back next Sunday. Alright, so you come with your Facebook page, you come with the confirmation, the picture of the death, confirmed death, and also the Carmel mortuary, the hospital confirmation of death certificate, right? The death certificate and all of that, just
brought in dead.
Oh yes, in your file they will, the doctor will write the file right there, BID, brought in dead, right? So all of that, you bring all those evidences from 2017, so that we can thank God appropriately, and then God can move your life to the next level as you have come for appreciation. Is God not wonderful? Are you just sitting and looking like that? Are you just sitting and looking like that? Everybody be upstanding. Is this not a mystery? Were you a member of this church when that happened? She's not now. Is this not a mystery? Somebody who, this is her first time coming into this church, who fell from a bike and died on the spot and went straight to eternity. They took you to the mortuary and then to the hospital, confirmed it to the mortuary for 19 hours. This is 6 years. You have not even stepped your feet to that place where God used the mantle to bring you back. Can you see how situations can be complicated in life? And God will be watching. You want me to move your life and change you to the next level? You have not gone to the place. She wasn't even a member. It was God who just deployed the mantle and say, I have a purpose for this one. Let her return. I'm not aware. God just used a grace at work here without my notice, without my participation. I can't take the glory for it. I can't brag about it. I wasn't there. I didn't know how it happened. I don't know her. Please, let's not take God for granted. And maybe because she says she watched that other guy's testimony and that's why she came. You may be watching this testimony now. If there is something very drastic that God has used, God's power has done in your life and you have not testified anywhere, any altar from where that miracle happened, ensure that it's testified. And you are watching me right now and God has done something with the mantle of this commission on your life. The least you can do is like that 10th leper who returned back. I said, the 9 may go their way, but I cannot pretend that nothing happened to me.
I want to return to you, Jehovah, and say, thank you, Lord. I want to return to you and say, thank you, Lord. And I'm giving you this call next Sunday. It's end of year testimonies and thanksgiving service. It is one combined service by 7:30 a.m. One combined service by 7:30 a.m. I want you. I'm actually talking to those watching online, but there are people in the church coming.
Somebody's already coming out.
Hey, well, okay, you know her. You brought her to church. You are aware of her case.
She told me that I was not met when it happened.
Oh, you haven't met when it happened, but you invited her to church.
I invited her, I asked her to come.
All right, okay. All right, so when did you come to this church yourself?
Since 2001.
Oh, 2001?
Yes, sir.
You are an ancient member. 2001 or 2021?
2001.
What are you telling me? 22 years or 2021?
2001.
That is 2001, that is 2011, and that is 2021. Choose one. Oh, you've been following since area one. All right, think over it very well. Step over here. Since area one. So I want you to... So go and do all these details. Sylvester, please be in touch with her. Let's, okay, you can do that. Be in touch with her. Let's follow her, the case up very well. Get all evidences together. Not to praise church or anybody, but just to give honor to God. And just... All right, last week's also the evidences and documents are coming. That of last week. Just for clarity and authentication. And,
to help people's faith.
Oh, to help people's
faith. To believe in the almightiness of God.
Just help people's faith to believe in the almightiness of God. And to trust God that in any desperate situation, it is never too late for God. It's never too late for God. Lift up your hands. I pray for you today. Those negative cycles, you talk about how you died, you talk about cancer, you talk about kidnap. Today marks the end of the cycle. Jesus! The reason why God brought you back to the earth, I declare that reason shall be fulfilled. That reason shall be fulfilled. That purpose shall be fulfilled. And the devil be put to shame forever. In Jesus' name. And you that came to the church, who invited her, come forward. Whether it is 2001 or 2011 or 2021, there is one inside. What is clear is that one is inside. Lift up your hands. The Lord visit you, grant you a testimony and a change of story. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Sir, so you were talking about the mantle of the commission bringing people back alive. You know the case. In 2018, January 2018, passed. She had, committed,
she overdosed of some things and passed,
purposefully. For 72 hours. They didn't take her to the mortuary. They were praying and trusting God. And she came back. Message was sent to you. Prayed and all that.
It is over. And every other associated situation be over forever. Amen. Yes, that one is broken already. Say after me, say, Jesus. I disconnect myself from spirit husband,
from spirit relationship,
from every unclean spirit,
premature death,
every force
from hell
on my mind.
Today is your end.
In the name of Jesus,
I receive my freedom.
Jesus, be free completely. Yes, please.
The
Lord a big clap up and take your seat, people.
The knee condition. From first service, right knee conditions have been dematerializing. She had it for 3 months. She had it for also over a year. They both came in limping.
And all of them are healed.
All of them healed.
Congratulations. Lift up your hands. And come over here. What was your case?
A wizard left him today.
A wizard left him?
Yes, sir.
Congratulations. Give the Lord a praise. Father, thank you for all of these people. Their testimonies are permanent. Give the Lord a big celebration as you return back to your seat. All of you in the front here, God bless you. Congratulations. Return back to your seat. Get your oil bottles ready and as we take it to the next level. Of Christianity is productivity. When we rededicated our lives to Christ, came to Christ in the late 70s, rededicated in the middle of the 80s, you don't go out without a tract. You don't have a tract. You don't feel fully dressed. If you sat in a taxi and you have not preached, it's like you committed sin. Morning cry was effortless. Preaching inside. One day we were in a bus going to Calabar from Jos. I was a medical student. I preached in the bus until people were speaking in tongues inside the bus. I'm falling under the anointing inside bus. I was a student. The only thing that saved us is that the driver didn't fall under the anointing. I don't know what would have happened. Maybe the Holy Spirit would have taken the steering. People were tonguing, were taking testimony inside bus. Knee healed, all manner. That is authentic, primitive, rugged Christianity. Don't do gengelious Christianity, psychedelic Christianity, miracle-seeking Christianity. I don't have anything I'm looking for by his message. Not now. Since university days. They went forth and they learned. He said, when I sent you without purse or scrip, did you lack anything? They said nothing. Don't think of church until you think of who is going with me. Every time you think of church, how many souls have I led to Christ this week, this month? Let that be a permanent thought. Let going before God be a matter of going with your trophies. Trophies, souls won. That sister ran out to say, I was the one who brought this sister to church. If you don't take God serious, he never takes you serious. The reason why God is serious about people like us, our matter, is because his matter is serious in our hands. If I go to the airport today or here and there, people gather. They gather, shopping mall. They just, once you're around, they just rush. Good morning, sir. And I don't leave them without leading them to Christ. 99% of the time, the Lord bless you, the Lord bless you, the Lord bless you. But you know what? It is important that you hand over your life to Jesus Christ. They are led to Christ en masse. As this year is coming to an end, I want you to show God how serious you are with his matter. We have 21 days. That is 3 weeks to the end of this year. Crossover service is happening on Sunday. Three Sundays from now. This is one Sunday. The next Sunday is 17th. The following Sunday is 24th. The final Sunday is 31st. And it's a crossover. So we do service in the morning and we return back in the evening for crossover. That's how this year is. Before these 3 weeks expire, move into spiritual overdrive. In prayer, in word, in rugged soul winning. Snatch some people from hell into the kingdom. So that God can snatch the thing that belong to you in the hands of the devil. He can snatch it from the devil and give it to you. Before the week is out, we'll give you more details. But hit the road running and let God confirm that you are finally fully interested in what matter to him. And you see, human beings, our people say that when somebody say you are the one, you say he's the one. Draw near to me, I draw near to you. Be interested in me, I'm interested in you. Let what bother me bother you, and what bother you will bother me. That is how all of life is. God is not prayer. Give me this. It's not exciting, God. There are things you will do that you don't need to pray before the prayers are answered. John chapter 15 verse 16. He said, you have not chosen me, but I am the one who chose you. I have ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, that your fruit should remain. When you have done that, anything you ask my Father in my name, he will give it to you. In the early days of Christianity in this country, there was nothing like prayer request. The only thing we were taught is evangelism, soul winning, go to the field, souls are perishing. While we were doing that, God was causing us to pass exams without praying. He was causing us to see supply. Things were happening on their own. People were healthy and whole. Am I communicating? I prophesy upon you and upon this commission a fresh dimension of fire, a fresh dimension of passion for God, revival in the things that interest the kingdom. I declare it is released upon you in the name of Jesus. Receive the grace for soul winning, the grace for revival. In the name of Jesus, I call it done. In Jesus' name. While we are in that position, everyone here in need of surrender to Jesus, before we apply the oil, you want your sins forgiven? You are saying to me, Pastor, I've seen all the miracles and all the things that God did today. I want to be saved. I want to be born again. I want to be free. I want Jesus to deliver me from the power of hell. Pick your Bibles and pick your bags and quickly rush to the front here. I'll give you the count of 10. I want to be free. I want to be saved. I want to be born again. I want to be a genuine Christian. I want to be a real child of God. I've been a churchgoer, but I want to be a real child of God. Give the Lord a big clap. Sing. One. Two. Like this before, but my life has not changed. I'm still smoking. I'm still drinking. I'm still womanizing. I'm still prostituting. I'm still lying. I'm still cheating. I'm still clubbing. I'm still in the cult. You are not a bad person, probably, but you are doing things that you don't like. You are doing things that God hates. And you want the yoke broken so you can be free. Quickly run to the front. At the count of 7. 1. Two. 3. Hallelujah. All those who pray that prayer, place your hand on your chest and say after me, Lord Jesus. Say it louder, Lord Jesus. I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Jesus. No turning back. From today, forward ever, backward never. The grace to live for you, Lord, I receive it. And I thank you, Lord, for hearing me and answering. In Jesus' name, amen. I now pray for you. I declare the hold of sin broken. Grace to live for God be released upon you. And I decree a new season for you. In Jesus' precious name, amen.